Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline De Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 55 of Blissen Up. So we are smack in the middle of May, and if you listened to the episode in which I themed the May month, the collective theme for Blissen Up this month is mindfulness. Mindfulness because May is known to be a chaotic and overwhelming and busy month. It can be known to be quite messy with transitions, graduations, endings, moving kids into college dorms, Mother's Day, even renewing insurance policies happens this month. I was just at a charity event last week and I ran into a friend of mine that I hadn't seen since college, and he was telling me that May for him is an absolute nightmare because even though he doesn't have kids and he's not married and those are not his stressors, he works in insurance. And he says this month is so chaotic for insurance companies with all these renewals. There's a sense of urgency. People are getting everything in at the last minute. They are making a lot of demands. And it just feels like the month is full of urgencies. So in every way, I have seen this theme be a collective theme, right? Which is that May can be incredibly messy and overwhelming for everyone. And we are in the thick of it right now. This sacred Sunday marks smack in the middle of the chaos of this month. And I have to confess, I myself have been struggling. I've found myself to be feeling a little more lethargic and foggy, a little overwhelmed by all of the things on the calendar. I've also been feeling like mentally I want to skip into the next month, right? Like I kind of want to fast forward some of this time because I just want to get through it, which is exactly what I teach us not to do, but I'm struggling with it myself. And this week in particular, here in Miami, where I'm from, the weather has been gloomy and rainy, and I feel like it has contributed to this lull that I've been feeling. And I'm not sure if you're feeling it too, but I can see it even in my kids. We're struggling to wake up in the morning, to get to school on time. It's just, we are dragging, and it's almost like we are ready to close one cycle and jump into another cycle. And this ending time feels like it's dragging on a little bit, and it could feel a little yucky, really, is what I'm noticing. But here's the thing. If you get stuck in that and you do not create the discipline of bringing yourself back to the present moment, if you are not intentional or aware or mindful of what you are experiencing, that is when you start drifting in your life. And when you drift, you miss the magic of the moment. And this is where we get into the bad habit of living for the vacation, living for the weekend, living for when this happens, I will then enjoy my life. And like my friend Luli B was just telling me this morning, you miss the super moments of the everyday, of the mundane, of the ordinary, in expectation of the big moments. and then you are deeply disappointed when the big moments don't measure up. But really, it's a habit. It's a practice of fast-forwarding. There's this great movie that I watched with my five fingers. It's by Adam Sandler, and it's called Click. And in that movie, Adam Sandler had a remote control that he was able to click past certain moments in his life. So if his wife was arguing with him or his kids were fighting, he would fast forward that moment. Or if it was a boring day, he would fast forward that moment. Or if he had to go to work and he hated his job, he would fast forward that moment. And it looked really cool because he kept fast forwarding these moments in order to get to the fun, exciting moments of life. But what ended up happening was he grew old very quickly and he missed his life. He just missed his life as a result of trying to fast forward all the everyday moments that can sometimes be uncomfortable or yucky or boring or whatever they may be, right? They matter just as much as the big moments. So when I caught myself doing this week, feeling like I just kind of wanted to click fast forward, I said, oh, no. It's time to embrace mindfulness. And I have to tell you, this is the reason why these themes matter. This is the reason why living with intention matters. You get to notice what is working, what is not working, naming the thing and nurturing a life of the energy of which you want, of the intention of which you want. It does not mean that it's perfect. It does not mean that you do not catch yourself falling into ruts or find yourself drifting away. But the discipline of bringing yourself back to the intention or the theme that you have set for yourself to the present moment is a powerful way to recover faster, to bounce back from these ruts that you could fall into, and to do it with so much intention that you do not wake up one morning and realize that you are 80 years old and wish you could be in a 39-year-old body. You know, that's a trend that I've been seeing on Instagram lately. Oh, I woke up and I was 80 years old and I was in my 39-year-old body, and this is what I would have enjoyed, this is what I would have done, this is what my life would have looked like. And that's a very meaningful trend, because you can wake up and be 80 years old in a snapshot, and you will miss it, and you will think back to that moment when you were 39. But guess what? When you were 39, it was a rainy day and you were overwhelmed and you couldn't wait till, you know, the next vacation was coming, and you were drifting through the day, just like I caught myself doing this week. It just happens. It's life. So let me share with you what I am currently doing in my own life to get myself out of this May rut that I have been feeling. These little hacks have been very helpful for me, and hopefully they will serve you. Now, the first one, I actually am laughing because I'm taking my own medicine, literally. I read this the other day and it just impacted me so much. It was a quote by James Clear in which he said that the person who learns the most in any classroom is the teacher. And it really struck a nerve, because I have been reaping the benefits of my own teachings this month. Specifically, I created this bonus. So I hosted an Aligned Action Masterclass in April. And one of the bonuses that I gave people who purchased the All Access Pass was 28 days of affirmations delivered directly to your inbox. And I carefully crafted these affirmations to support the people that had been in that Aligned Action Masterclass. And I included myself in the automation because I want to make sure that everything's working properly. So every day I receive the affirmation. And I've received a couple of affirmations that have really put me in my place. Like they have completely changed my mindset and made me super hyper aware of what's going on in my life and in this May and how to overcome this rut. So one of those affirmations was, my life works well when I do this. Now, I'm going to read you the reflection of this affirmation because I think it is so significant that I want to share it with you. Have you ever picked up a habit and noticed your life flows so much better because of it? Have you ever said, there was a time when I used to blank and it made me so happy. I don't know why I don't do it anymore. There is a strange human phenomenon in which we get so wrapped up in negative patterns that we forget to do the things that make us feel better. We understand in theory that they help, and yet in times of stress, uncertainty, or busyness, we default to the habits that don't make us feel better. Doesn't make much sense, does it? And yet, we all experience this phenomenon at some point. Today's affirmation comes with a fill-in-the-blank. Think about the times in your life when you have felt the most aligned, productive, happy, or at peace. Think about your best days. What is the common denominator? What habits make you feel the best when done regularly? What's that thing that you know if you do or don't do will serve you the most? Then affirm that into your subconscious mind. So, for example, if you struggle with alcohol, then the affirmation would be, my life works so well when I am sober. If you thrive when you exercise regularly, the affirmation could be, my life works so well when I move my body. Affirm it, declare it, and then do it until the habit becomes you. So when I received this email, this daily affirmation via email, I immediately started to notice. Again, we go back to the live with intention framework, right? Notice what is working, what is not working. I immediately went back to notice, what are the habits that have fallen off this month? If I am starting to feel a little bit misaligned or I'm starting to feel like I'm in a rut, then notice first the habits. And I noticed that I haven't been exercising as much as regularly as I should. I noticed that I've been struggling to wake up in the morning. I noticed that I haven't been journaling and success filing nearly as much as I used to. And lastly, I noticed that I've been skipping ahead to the future because May is so busy and there are so many things on my calendar that I'm more focused on the big picture than I am on the individual day. And that always affects me because it leads me to feel overwhelmed and I'm living in the future when I find that my life works so well when I bring myself back to the present and enjoy this moment. So all of those things I noticed as a result of reading that affirmation and bringing myself back into awareness. And that is half the battle, because when you notice what is not working, you can nurture what does work. Now it is my responsibility to prioritize some of these habits that I feel nurture my best energy. Now I will tell you that yesterday I spent a long time with my journal, success filing in the morning. I took the opportunity to really sit and connect with my journal again because I hadn't done that and I did feel better. But of course, it's not always perfect. This morning, I missed my alarm and I didn't go for my workout. So it's not perfect, but it's better, right? And that's the goal, is you focus on progress, not perfection. The second thing that I did that has served me very well is I set up a peer coaching session with a fellow coach that I'm in a mastermind with. So I belong to this mastermind of coaches, and oftentimes the peers inside the container will coach each other on different topics and, you know, different needs that we have. And I noticed that I was feeling like I needed some coaching. So I reached out to this colleague of mine and we set up a peer coaching session. And that was a game changer. It was so amazing to connect with her. to be able to process what I was going through and to have her look outside of my fishbowl. I always remind people that the power of coaching is that you are in your fishbowl, you only see what you see, and then there comes a coach that looks outside of your fishbowl, holds a mirror to you, and says, what if you were to look at life this way? What if you were to try this? What if you implemented this alternative? And just that can change everything in your life. It's one of the reasons that I am so excited about my DARE group coaching container coming up on June 2nd. I'm doing this 6-week coaching container, and I'm doing it in a group setting because I think there is so much value of being able to be in a space with other people that want to process with you, that are your peers, that will help you look outside of your fishbowl, and you guys can grow together, you can learn together, you can integrate together, you can connect, and it's like a place where it's, you know, I always say that it's like a well. You go back to the well to nourish yourself so that when you go out into the real world, your cup is full. And DARE is going to be a very expansive opportunity to do that. You know, you're going to spend 6 weeks with these people growing, learning, getting on your path to bliss, expanding, daring. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be transformational. I'm so excited about it. But that's what I did for myself. I went back to the well of my coaching container and I said, okay, I need a little bit of support. Can we connect and can we process together so that I can fill my cup? And it helped tremendously. And lastly, I've been using my skill of time blocking in order to separate chunks of productivity so that I can close some loops that are open, you know, some open tabs that are in my brain all at once and get a rush of productivity. And then I can release that energy instead of having those open loops lingering in my mind all the time. So for example, right now, my son is graduating from 8th grade. There's some transitions going on in our life. There's a lot of end of the year things that I have to be available for, meetings, submitting pictures, buying a suit, shoes, you know, just doing all of this stuff, these things that can really rent a lot of space in your head. And if you're not careful, they kind of consume your energy all day long. In fact, I was recently on a meeting with one of my team members, and when it was 9 o'clock in the morning and we joined on Zoom, and I could see her face was so drained. She was already exhausted and it was only 9 a.m. And I asked her what was going on, like, why are you so drained? And she said that it was, you know, she was just overwhelmed by all the things that she had to do. She had to buy graduation tickets for the entire family. She had to buy shoes and outfits and get everybody ready. And she felt like the world was on her shoulders. She was responsible for all of the things. And she also had to work. And it felt very overwhelming. And a lot of women and some men experience this with their life. Like, they feel like they're just responsible for a lot of things and things just loom over their shoulders. And I have found that carving out a productivity hour to just tackle these things one by one by one by one can really clear up a lot of mental energy, a lot of mental space. So I am not on my phone, on the WhatsApp chats, checking every message at every moment of the day, answering to everybody's urgent requests all the time. And as a result, I do miss some things. I have to say, I do miss some things, but I have stepped into acceptance of that and realized that the most important things will get done, but I get to decide the timeline on that. I get to decide when I put my energy towards these tasks. I get to decide when I release the energy for those tasks so that I can be present in my work and in my life. And I trust that that is enough. that all the other things that are insignificant will fall away because I am prioritizing what matters most. And another thing that the time chunking practice has helped me with and supported me with is to realize how much of my calendar has open space that does not feel open because it is consumed with thinking energy about open loops. So one of the things that I noticed the most this month is in terms of like drifting and fast forwarding and all that kind of stuff is that because I feel like there's a lot on my plate and there's a lot that I'm planning for, it almost feels like there's no empty space on my calendar whatsoever. And by disciplining myself to time chunk and say, no, I'm going to spend this hour thinking about those things and then energetically opening up the space on my calendar to do other things, it's also allowed me to be spontaneous and enjoy the moment and realize that you don't have to live in the month, you can live in the moment, right? It's the best way that I know how to articulate that sentence. I'm looking for better words for it, but right now what I have is that we get lost in living in the month and we don't live in the actual moment. And this experience and really focusing on this and creating a mindful practice helped me create a definition of mindfulness that really serves me well. So this is my definition of mindfulness, and feel free to adopt it as well if you'd like. But the definition is, mindfulness is the art of noticing, appreciating, and enjoying what is rather than what should be. So when I started to notice that I was living in the whole month, there was a lot of shoulds. I should be paying attention to this. I should be doing that. I should make sure that I don't forget this. I should. You know, we should our lives away. And those shoulds take up that empty space in our calendars that could actually be alive time, like good time, spontaneous time, time to enjoy a relationship, time to exercise, time to read, time to think, time to smell the flowers, you know, whatever it is gets lost because you're spinning around in your should energy. So this weekend was a great example of that. It was Mother's Day weekend, and on Friday I had a little bit of time in which I was time chunking all the things that I had to do for the weekend. And I noticed that in my mind, Mother's Day weekend had become bigger than what it is. But I actually only had one thing planned for the whole weekend, which was I was going to go on Sunday to my cousin's house. That was it. There was no other big plan. But my brain almost was like stuck in like all these things that I had to do for Mother's Day. And by carving out some space to really look at the calendar, bring myself back to the present moment and be mindful of what it is that I wanted for Mother's Day, who did I want to spend time with for Mother's Day, what energy did I want to step into for Mother's Day, and how much space did I actually have on my calendar, it actually allowed me to create a spontaneous Bliss on a Bottle workshop for my family. I called my mom and I called my sister who's in town, and I said, hey, would you guys mind coming over to my house on Saturday at 2 p.m.? I want to create an activity for you guys that I think you might enjoy. And I spoke to my husband and my kids and I said, hey, it's Mother's Day weekend. These are the things that we have planned. I want 3 hours on Saturday for me to do this activity with you guys. And I want you to be fully present. I want you to dedicate that time to me. And that's going to be our Mother's Day weekend. So my kids were not super enthusiastic about this. You have to, you know, they're teenagers, and My husband wasn't enthusiastic about this either, but God bless them. They played along and they agreed to join me in my crazy. But on Saturday, I woke up in the morning and I went and I bought flowers and I set up the tables for the workshop. And I eliminated unnecessary things. Like I called my mom and I said, hey, I'm not going to offer you food. So make sure you have lunch before you come to my house because this activity is not going to include food. And I just, I didn't make it more elaborate or more tedious than necessary. I just said, I want this moment of connection with my family. And I actually had the time and the space for it. But before, when I was like looking at the whole month of May and all the things that I wanted to get done in May, I really didn't feel like there was a space in my calendar to do something spontaneous and joyful with my family. I just didn't see it, but the space was there. I couldn't have enjoyed it had I not taken the time to clear my thinking energy and not let the day pass me by. I could have seen myself in the past, if I hadn't done that exercise, just spinning around all Saturday, not actually doing anything significant, but doing a lot of things that would have kept me busy in the name of being productive and just living in that overwhelm. I don't know if that makes sense. So these are the things that I have been doing this month to clear my mind, to bring myself back to the present moment, to be mindful in May. And I've been feeling the overwhelm also. I'm not excluded from the chaos or the stress, but I'm really trying my best to just bring myself back to the present moment and create a discipline and not lose the month or the moments because I'm so overwhelmed by the bigger picture. I hope that this has served you well. And I hope that you too start to implement some of these hacks in your life. Number one, continuously affirm in your life, my life works well when, and fill in the blank and make sure you nurture that. Number two, get yourself some coaching. Join my coaching container, schedule a consult for one-on-one coaching, hire a different coach, whatever it is, but get yourself a coach that will help you look outside your fishbowl so that you can process your life and really take full advantage of it. And number three, use time blocks to plow through some of your to-dos, close lists, brainstorm, get all of that thinking energy on paper and feel productive and release all of that thinking energy that could consume your day so that you actually find the space in your day to nurture a life that serves you well, whether it's going out for tea with a friend or spending some quality time with your kids or with your spouse, or going out for some exercise or sitting down and opening a book and reading. Anything that fills your cup, anything that makes you feel alive, anything that nurtures a life of mindfulness and joy. So that's a wrap. I hope you have a beautiful, mindful week, and I will see you next Sunday. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. I love this opportunity to connect with you. Now, if today's conversation sparked something inside of you and you would love the opportunity to dig a little deeper and dare a little bigger, I would love to invite you to my brand new group coaching experience. It is called Dare. We are kicking DARE off on June 2nd, and we are gathering together a community of people who are ready to get more clarity, to dream bigger, to co-create, to release what does not serve them, to take aligned action, and to enjoy the season and this life that they have created. This is going to be a summer experience, and it's going to be amazing. So if you are interested and you want to join, just go to carolinedeposada.com/dare or click the link in my show notes for more details. I cannot wait to see what this opportunity may hold for you. All right then, until next time, may you continue to live a life that allows you to find the bliss that is already within you. Bye.